I still can't hear you guys.
Well, then fix it, Dick.
I don't know what to do to fix it.
Well, you can hear him say that. Did he just read your lips? Is that what it was?
He must have.
I fixed it, you dicks.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
Oh, thank God for that.
Oh, magic.
It didn't sound any different.
Well, Dez wasted his money on a mic then. I was going to say, does it help you have rhythm or no?
I got mad rhythm, yo.
As echoed by that statement.
Hey, you've seen me play Rock Band drums.
I know. Yeah, no, you can actually kill it on drums. You had to have that one person in your crew that can play the drums. Like, man, I can't pass this song.
Oh, except for I still get sad sometimes, Justin, when I think about you and I on the 43rd of 46 songs. And I couldn't, my bass fingers just gave out.
Oh, no. You were trying for that one achievement?
Yeah. After 43 songs, like my thing, I mean, it was a hard song anyways, but like I can like fucking fight through anything. But my fingers just weren't just fucking rubber.
Rock Band was pretty crazy for a while, right? Like we all paid like $200 to get a video game. And then we all had, and then we all played it. Yeah.
I am James Oliver Rigney Jr., and these are my wolf brothers.
I don't know what that means.
You don't?
I will be your freshly healed Tavirin today.
Well, I'm the pen name of Robert Jordan, which is James Oliver. Well, Robert Jordan is James Oliver Rigney's pen name.
Oh.
Which I know because I met him.
Wait, so his name's not really Robert Jordan? Wait, what?
His name's James Oliver Rigney.
Junior.
Indiana was the dog's name. What are we talking about this week? I don't even know.
I don't know. I hate it here.
We're talking about how great this show is.
Oh, okay. Arrested Development.
I am so sick and tired of reading these books that I turned the show on a half hour ago.
No, you didn't.
I turned the show on while I was getting ready to record the show, and I was just like, God damn it, I want to watch more. I don't care how much like the books it is. I just want to watch more of this show so I don't have to read for a little while.
Maybe that's the plan. Like, hey, if we make him wait long enough, no one will hate it. Exactly.
They'll forget about the first season. Hey. We'll have a second chance.
Because we all already did, or we're trying to. It's fine. No big deal.
This is so much better than no show at all. This is great.
I was just reading an article today that says that we might not find out when the second season is coming out for a while.
And that's just find out. That's just find out.
It's going to be November.
So what do you think they're doing?
I think.
Why is it taking this long?
I think they're making a long-term plan to make sure that they don't have to take a 16-month hiatus between every season. I think they're like, you know what? It's better that we wait 2 years now.
Sure.
Than lose our audience between every season. Most of the world doesn't even know this show exists yet. So they know they'll drop season two. People will go, oh, that's interesting. Maybe I should go back and watch season one. And then if they can drop season three 9 months later, boom, boom, boom. And also film them in sequestration too, so that, you know, we don't have 35-year-olds playing these kids. I mean, that's the best case scenario. The worst case scenario is it's just going terrible and they're trying to figure out how to tell the production crew to just go home.
Don't say that. Jesus.
I don't think it's that. It might go terrible, but it's not going to be terrible against their plan. I think their planning might be terrible and it might turn out to be horrible, but
wow.
I think if it was going really poorly, you'd have heard something. Rumor mill would have been going.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
I mean, that might be part of why part of the NDA is so tight, is that maybe it is going terribly. And there's like, you can't say anything, motherfuckers.
I mean, I don't know, because the actors, some of them come out and have said, you know, how excited they are.
Sure.
For the second season. So,
but every actor from every failed TV show has always said that they're super excited about the second season because they want a job.
Okay. Man, I'm super excited about the fucking 17th season of Bosom Buddies. It's going to be great.
Tom Hanks probably did come out and say that.
Please tell your friends about this show.
Speaking of watching great shows, I'm going to full on disagree. I watched season one of Parks and Recs recently, and it's not the best season by far.
No, it's not the best. I'll give it to you. I'm with you. Jeremy can fuck off. I'm with you.
Severely watchable.
I only said that one episode wasn't in the first season.
But the reason we got in that argument.
You said, you know, yeah, you said. You say, oh, we could, you're like, it's terrible. You could just skip it.
You could.
I'm like, you can, but like, it's funny still.
It's all right. I mean, it's like the first season of The Office, right? It's only like 6 episodes.
For someone who has such terrible taste in movies, you sure have discerning taste.
That's true. Listen, I know what I like. Sometimes it's bad.
I mean, you could almost make the argument that Parks and Rec doesn't get great until Rob Lowe and Scott show up.
Oh, no, we've had this discussion. Justin, I don't think your microphone's on.
I punched it. No, I muted myself. Good times. That's how I do it.
No, we talked about this. Rob Brandanowitz got shafted. He was funny, and he should have come back at the very end.
He was funny, but only because he was such an abhorrent douche.
No, come on.
He shipped himself. He wanted out.
Yeah, he did. But agreed, it does get way better. It gets way better when Rob Lowe and Adam Scott come out. Yeah, agreed. They.
So besides Parks and Rec and Arrested Development, we are going to talk about... I look at all the lonely
people. I tried to channel my inner Matt. I was drinking wine. I was eating cheese. I was rolling up meat today before the show. So
gambling?
Only with my health.
Hiding knives in your sleeves.
All right. We're going to get into this. Then we're going to talk about it. I have no idea how long this clip is. I look at all the lonely people. So yeah, we'll probably finish this chapter, because if my starting point is correct, then there's only 7 minutes left of this chapter. Careful, get ready for the volume. I hope I have it dialed in, but...
But then he could not recall a great deal of that time at all. Anyway, whatever I said I did, they did for their own reasons. And those aren't always the reasons you think they are.
Oh, that's not good.
And goodbye.
Why do I have a hunch that he did that?
Punching his microphone.
Oh, he's right back.
I thought I would be the one dropping off all the time tonight.
I hate it here.
Are you punching your... What's up, microphone puncher? Was that just a drop?
No, yeah, dude, my whole house went dark for like 5 seconds.
I'm actually lucky that's not me today, or one of us.
I know, you know, it could be all of us.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're getting that atmospheric river too there, aren't you, Justin?
It rained a lot yesterday and then it dried out today. So I'm going to just guess that I lost the entirety of the first part of that.
Oh, I forgot to start my recording. Oh, my God. Such an idiot. Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Thank the light, everyone. I am your disgruntled editor. And these are my shitbags.
These are the two dickheads I record with on a regular basis.
I cannot believe that.
And I fucking hate them.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you know, thank God for Zoom backup.
That's why you sound so good, Jeremy, because you're not running shit in the background on your computer.
That's what it is. And you know what? I've been doing the wave format, too, which takes like 10 times as long to do it. To
bounce.
Yeah, to bounce it. But hey... I can't tell any difference, so hopefully I sound better.
Oh, the wave is...
It's so much better. Oh, God, this is so irritating. Ah, lost the first 15 minutes of the podcast.
Thank God Dez has got it.
I mean, let's be real. You dropped the first 5 minutes of the podcast.
True, true. And it'll be like 13 seconds of me. That's all.
Oh, I got you. I got your Zoom backup. Don't you worry.
Jeremy sucks. His opinions are stupid. Blah, 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 blah.
But still, Jeremy's right.
Early Parks and Rec is fine. Late Arrested Development sucks.
Not good. I couldn't get through it. Could you? I couldn't finish it.
Yeah, it was enough of like. Yeah.
Oh, who am I talking to? Of course you watched.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah, Desmond loves bad shit.
And also me watching stuff is like on in the background while I'm
one eye watching, one eye not paying attention at
all. Dude. Oh my God. I can't believe I didn't lead with this. I know we gotta talk about this other bullshit that we gotta do podcast that, you know, hopefully, yay, Will of Time. Good job. Tell me one of you guys have watched The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it. Is it good?
Yes.
Do you know anything about
yes.
it?
Yeah.
Dude, it's Nicolas Cage being the most Nicolas Cagey. It's so great.
Oh.
And Pedro Pascal is a fucking national treasure, so it's whatever. But it's the meme that you keep seeing where like Pedro Pascal's just all like smiling all stupid. They're on acid driving down this road in Italy, I think. That's just, I wouldn't want to do it completely dead sober.
Oh.
With someone who drove it every day. No, I just know it's so sketchy, dude. No.
Fucking, it's brilliant. Yeah, I mean, obviously, Nicolas Cage has to have some sense of humor about himself, but that much sense of awareness is just a beautiful, beautiful thing. So beautiful.
A couple of the jokes, like, because I didn't realize, like, you know, Francis Ford Coppola is his uncle.
Yeah.
His real name is Nicolas Coppola.
Yeah, there's a joke in the movie, like, who does he think this is? So-and-so Ford Coppola, whatever. I'm talking about, Pedro Pascal's character. Absolutely worth watching. Absolutely.
Did you guys finish The Last of Us yet?
Yes.
Yeah. God damn.
Did you didn't know about the ending?
No.
Pretty good.
Oh, is that in the game? Is that the same as the game?
Oh, that last episode is pretty much the last.
Dude, they've went pretty dead across with the game. It's amazing. I even said to Lisa when we were watching it, I go, this is boss fight. This whole episode is boss fight. It's such a video game level, and it's done. That show should win fucking like Academy Awards or Oscars or whatever the fuck. Probably has to be Academy Awards, Emmys.
Emmys.
I don't know. It better win some shit.
Emmys.
Better win some shit because it's fucking good. It's well written. The acting is crazy good. I'm drawing a blank on Bella, I think is her first name. But
yeah.
Her and Pedro's chemistry, I mean, and they've like, you've seen them together and like they're like such good friends, you know, and it's like, it comes across on screen. It's just amazing, dude. Like I said, I haven't cried watching a show about monsters probably ever in my life. Certainly not like I did during episode 3. I was just like, dude, I held my wife's hand. I just held my wife's hand and I looked at her and I just cried. And I was like, man, I don't know if I could. I don't know, man. That's oof. I'm going to cook this meal while I'm just fucking I'm just salting it with my own tears. Ah.
Yes, not since the TV show Tales from the Dark Side have I cried about monsters. But for different reasons.
I cried at the end of the first season of the Walking Dead video game. That's the only video game I've ever cried.
Oh, yeah.
I did too. With Lee and Clementine. Yeah, dude, absolutely. I'm like, fuck. Even Lisa, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, this is fucking crazy. She's like, it's a video game. I'm like, shut your mouth.
You don't know.
This little girl has been through so much.
Did you play? So you've played the game, Jeremy?
Yeah, I did. I played it all the way through. Yeah, I only played the first one. I didn't play the second one.
I heard the second one was equally as good, like amazingly.
I heard it wasn't as good, and that's why I didn't play it. I don't know. Maybe the story wasn't as good. I think I've told my wife this too. I, in that first game, it was the best story in a game I've ever played by far, because there was subtlety to it. There's a subtlety to it. You talk about crying in video games. The only time I ever like teared up was the very beginning of The Last of Us, because it was pretty much exactly the same in the video game.
So you started the show and then played the game?
No. I beat the game years ago.
So what's the new series then? So the new series of games is not, or are they just re-releasing the old game?
They're re-releasing the old game.
Oh.
So there's two, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're re-releasing it, updated graphics and things like that. And it's perfect timing, right? You know, you just had this TV show come out, make one that's, I was going to buy it.
Well, that's not an accident.
No, they're smart. The problem is now what do you do for season two? There's only one more game. And a lot of stuff happens in that second game that I don't think you're going to want to do for a second season.
I think you do it for one more season and then that's it. Because she'll be too old. I don't know. I haven't played either one of them. So anyways, I guess we should probably talk about Wheel of Time.
We seriously might not have a clip for this episode. And that's okay. Because we're...
Why?
Because we're... I want to talk about what I'm about to talk about. And we're going to get into it. And then... The reason why The Rest of Us is so fucking good, The Last of Us is so fucking good, is video game writers are always writing around problems. They're always like, this doesn't make sense and this doesn't make sense and we need this boss battle, but that's kind of weird in the middle of our story. So how do we figure this out? So I think The Wheel of Time needs to hire some video game developers.
I don't think you're wrong.
To help them write around some of these story to movie problems and figure out how to do it a little bit more elegantly.
The only problem I see with that is, as far as I can tell, there's only one video game TV show that I've ever seen that's worth anything. And that's this one, The Last of Us. And even the movies.
That's true, because most of them are pretty shitty that come across. I would agree 100%. Usually if you happen to have a good video game, it'll come from the show being first.
There. So the Uncharted movie, I don't know if you guys saw the Uncharted movie.
Yeah.
I did not.
The Uncharted books or games, I'm sorry. The Uncharted games are really, they're pretty good. And the stories are pretty good too. Especially this last one. I'm actually playing through the fourth game, which came out like 5 years ago or something like that. And it's very well written. Very well written. I think it might be it's still Naughty Dog. So I don't know if Neil Druckmann helped out with this one too, but I think he might have, just because it seems so much more heartfelt.
Is it still Nathan? It's not Nathan in four. Yeah. Oh, it is.
Still Nathan Drake. But then the movie, it was stupid and it was over the top, but it was very entertaining and well written. Like the dialogue, if you guys love dialogue, you'll like that. And I hate, there's never been a Mark Wahlberg movie that I've been like, that I've enjoyed. Very rarely.
What? Come on.
No.
Oh, we're going to play this game.
I really don't like him in almost everything he's in.
Fear?
Departed?
Departed is probably one of my least favorite Scorsese films. But yeah, he's okay.
I'm going to poop on your chest. Are you kidding me?
The other guys?
The other guys is all right.
Thank you, Desmond. Thank you. Keep going. Dude, you know what? Spencer for Hire is a good movie. It's fucking funny.
The TV show Spencer for Hire? They made a movie?
No, they made a movie. It's not the same.
I thought there was a TV show called Spencer for Hire in the 70s.
I remember. That's what I thought it was based on, but it had a...
It's not?
Is it totally different?
Yeah, it's totally different. He's just a dude named Spencer.
Max Payne? Oh, wait.
That was actually decent. Actually, that was a decent movie based on a video game.
Was it?
It was okay. Okay, it was pretty terrible.
It was pretty bad.
Max Payne was after The Departed.
What about the Mario Brothers movie?
That's probably going to be, it looks pretty good. You mean the new one?
No, not no, not the new one.
Oh, the old one? I never saw the old one.
Oh, I want to see the Mario Kart movie, the one they advertised on Saturday Night Live with Pedro Pascal.
Yes! See that? That was so fucking great. Oh my God. We're doing the original Mario Brothers for Christmas next year.
Nice. All right. I've never seen it, so it would be my first time.
I think I have actually watched it. It's pretty bad.
I did love Mark Wahlberg in the movie where the plants kill everybody, the M. Night Shyamalan one.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Really?
He's like,
what?
No, he's terrible at it. It's just hilarious.
I was like, please tell me you're kidding. The Happening is
a, he kept going, I'm a scientist. I'm a scientist. And I was like, you're a science teacher. That's not the same as a scientist. You're a science teacher.
Okay, Goodwill Hunting. You just settle down and go back to sweeping the floor.
All right. Name an M. Night Shyamalan movie you do like, Jeremy.
I like The Sixth Sense.
Oh, right. That's an easy one.
Well, everyone likes The Sixth Sense. Come on.
Yeah.
You said name one.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't say name one not to call The Sixth Sense.
Have you watched Old?
Yeah. No, Old. Yes.
That's fucked up. That was a good one.
It was not good. It was terrible.
Really? I thought it was fucked up. Yeah, it was
the
pretty bad.
The acting was terrible, too. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
It was so bad.
I like his movies because I like the story. The cinematography is... Well, I don't want to blame the cinematographer for M. Night Shyamalan's poor writing.
Right, exactly.
That's why I think he would do really good. I'd love to see him do an anthology show because I think in 45 minutes, I think he could do some really cool shit. It's when he tries to turn that 45-minute idea.
He can't do cool shit in 2 hours. Why would that be better?
That's the problem.
They got to cut it down.
Imagine if Old ended on a Twilight Zone zoom out instead of...
I guess. As Signs is M. Night Shyamalan, right?
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's a good one. Still a little cheesy, but good movie.
Super cheesy, and it makes no sense. The water kills these animal or these aliens, and what do? They land on a planet that's 70% water.
It's because our water's poison, man. It's a metaphor.
Oh, okay, sorry.
God, grow up. You know what? We could just do this podcast about pop culture because it's been pretty good.
Have we talked about the Wheel of Time on this podcast yet? I don't think we have. So this is what this is going
to
be.
Not yet. Well, honestly, what's there to talk about right now? I mean,
well, yeah, we talked about how there's nothing going on about the Wheel of Time.
Yeah. Is there any news just in case they're
just rebuilding sets, bro? Rebuilding sets.
We're going to start filming eventually. Construction of the Wheel of Time, key season 3 set underway. The Wheel of Time season 3 first director revealed.
Do we know who the season 2 directors are?
So Jordan Kahn is in 2 weeks.
Oh,
I'm not going.
A couple weeks.
I got the invite, but I said no.
I haven't received my owl yet.
Are you serious?
No.
Well, I wasn't sure what kind of a like list you were on. Like I could see like some old school forum you used to be on sending out their annual.
Fucking dead.
What? What invite, bro? What?
Dude, we're planning next year around it. Oh no.
Oh yes. Oh no. Jordan Kahn 2023.
Oh, well, not 2023. We're going to go to 2024. Jordan Kahn 2023 is April 21st.
Jordan Kahn 2023. I saw the Google headline for it and I clicked on it and it said the title of Jordan Kahn 2023 is The Leaf Does. And I was all, please say The Leaf Does Not Work. The way of the leaf does not work. But it says The Leaf Does No Harm.
Oh,
if it was The Way of the Leaf Doesn't Work, that would have been so much better.
Let the shenanigans begin. Oh, yes. I haven't looked at this in a while. I was looking at it a while ago and there wasn't much going on. But no, we're going in 2024 and we're going to record a live podcast at JordanCon 2024. Mark my words.
Okay. Your words have been marked, sir.
That's the plan. We're going to do it.
First episode of season 2. The title is called A Taste of Solitude.
Figure that's Rand by himself. Probably Moraine and Lan alone. Probably Min alone.
That's true. Everyone's kind of out on their own.
Perrin alone. Matt alone.
That's the one. I mean, Matt's definitely going to be alone in Tarvalin. But how, you know, it's like they have to deal with Loial. I mean, obviously, they're going to be going to the Steading, but it's like they're not alone per se. They gotta be, man. They show the shot of the like jungly looking Steading. And how are they gonna fix him with the dagger? He got stabbed with the dagger, as far as we know. And it's like that anyone who's read the books know that that dagger, even a paper cut from that dagger, is like fucking straight, like rotting fruit murder. So, you know, obviously either it's different because he's an, I mean, I'm sure it's gonna be something lame like, oh, he's an Uyghur, so it doesn't, they're, their blood is so slow, that's why they live so long, and so it takes several days for the effects of the dagger instead of instantly or something. I don't know.
I just don't think they're going to have the dagger have the same amount of power, because I don't think they can.
Well, it's kind of important at the end.
What are you going to do? They can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want. Yeah, great. That's your answer for everything. God, Jeremy.
Don't get mad. Don't kill the messenger, buddy.
I am all about killing this messenger. Hate it here.
I don't think we're gonna get it until the fall.
I'm saying, dude, I was reading some stuff today. I
agree with Justin. It's November.
Yeah, I think it's November, dude. I'm gonna fucking, it's gonna make me insane, but I think it's gonna be a really long time. So hope you like reading.
They're not gonna dare touch it before June, and I don't think they're gonna launch it in the summer. So that leaves September at the earliest. And God forbid, fucking, you know, I don't know if they're on schedule to release season 2 Lord of the Rings. If they are, I'm going to fucking murder somebody if Lord of the Rings comes out.
Why are you going to murder somebody? Yeah, if they get a second season of Lord of the Rings before the...
Okay, it says most likely Ring of Power will be 2024. So yeah, that could be, so like September at the earliest. And at that point, then they're you know, there's probably a reason why they launched the Wheel of Time in December in the first place. So once they get closer to December, might as well wait and then just make it an annual holiday event, I guess.
They don't come with it before, you know, early summer. I know it's like you said, I don't see them doing it in August.
Yeah.
I don't see them doing it in September.
I could see September. I could see a fall release. But by that time.
But like you said, why? If you're already that close to Christmas.
Yeah.
Market it. Because you got to think, dude, everybody says they do 2 to 3 months of marketing. So.
It's so insane that we don't have a date. It's so insane. I'm sorry. I'm just going to keep saying it.
Well, people are getting pissed about it.
Yeah.
We should just call this Wheel of Angst right now because this episode is just.
Because like. If they're having that, if they know there's that much post-production to do, it's not like they're going to release episode one the day it's done. You know, it's like, you know, however long it takes to get post-production done, you're going to want an extra couple months to just make sure everything's done and good to go and ready.
I just wonder if it's like editing, you know what I mean? Like it's just that maybe they're editing stuff together that maybe they cut from the first season or they're trying to fix them, like not fix. I hate using the word fix because it implies that it was broken because it's not broken. It's just different. There's some stuff that I didn't like. There's some stuff that I love. It's not that they have to fix it. It's just to move the story forward. There's some stuff that they got to deal with. And it's like, do you think maybe they're trying to edit in or maybe that's not the right word. Piece together. Yeah. Like, deep fake almost with stuff that was cutting room floor-ish. And they're trying to like fit in little shorts and bits and pieces of it to add, you know, some things that they really wanted from the first season.
The only thing I think they really have to retrofit would be Matt. Anything else, you know, they're not going to redo the battle.
Right.
And.
Well, they don't even really need to retrofit Matt. They can fucking just write that off as far as healing and being sick. Really. They have to give him a reason for backing out. If that's what you mean.
Well, I'm just saying you're talking about, like I said, I don't think it has anything to do with editing. I think it's special effects that are taken a really long time.
That's what I think. Well, I don't know what else it would be, you know, whether it's editing, editing in special effects, it's all post, you know, but it's like, what? It's almost like you guys said at the beginning, is it so bad that they're having to like dress up, put lipstick on this pig or what? Yeah. Because I mean...
You knew you had to start rendering Trollocs 2 years ago.
But the fact that it's kind of indefinite is just like, it's worrisome.
It really is.
Dez and I have talked about this because, Dez, you were in video games. And most of the time when it comes to video games, and I don't know if it's the same with movies, but I would think so. If there's more time given, usually the end product is better, right? Like it comes out better in the end if they give them more time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And with TV shows especially, because there's not a chance that Prime Video 5 is going to come out and then they have to start all over and start.
Oh, great. New platforms.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense, actually. I'm like, wait, what is he saying? I like, didn't even get what you were saying at first.
Now there's HDRX.
Oh, great. Now we have to update for a new fucking 30 times better graphic card. Shit.
The Roku X is coming out.
Ugh.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please rate us, like us, tell a friend about our show. Thank the light. Check us out on Twitter. We are Wolf Brothers at Parsdaleman. That is Wolf Brothers at Parsdaleman. Send us questions and comments and your thoughts about what the fuck is going to happen in season two of this television show. Or a chapter you want us to talk about. I don't know. Dare Justin to take more bong hits in an episode. Just send us a lesson. What did I just say? I don't know. Send whatever you want.
Send us a life lesson. Less bong hits.
Send something to thankthelight@gmail.com. That is thankthelight@gmail.com. Looking for another great podcast to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Thank the Light? Head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com and check out our amazing lineup of podcasts there. You will also be able to find anywhere you listen to fine, free podcasts. We have All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, Time Pop, Be Brave, and That Fitness Couple. You want to know what those podcasts are about? You're going to have to go check them out. On that note, and on that note, yep, that's definitely our episode. And sorry about our rendering problems. We probably should have waited 6 months to put out this episode.
Fucking max headroom over here.
Oh, it's gonna sound. It's dude. When I put some post production on that, it's gonna sound sweet when you hear this episode in 4 months.
First of all, Benicio del Toro, responsible for one of the greatest portrayals of a real person in our time. Fear and Loathing.
Damn right!
Fenster McManus.
No.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
No, not Bruce Campbell. I know Bruce Campbell's name, bro. Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's rad.